Let's make a start. We've got a few people join. We've got someone called Stephen, Matt, or Matthew. I know who you are. Stephen, how are you?
It's actually Woz from TikTok. I met you
Oh,
on TikTok.
excellent. Excellent. Hey, thanks for
How are
joining.
you?
So I'm good. Thank you. And thank you for coming to our space here, you know. Thank you. I appreciate you.
No worries. Thank you guys for having me so much. I'm a very big mental health advocate,
Awesome.
and it's great to be a part of this.
Excellent. So I've got you for 30 minutes. So we're going to try and make the most out of this, especially while you're here. So I'll make a start and we'll do this. All right. But yeah, thank you again.
Yes.
So just, you know, for the
No
sake of
worries.
anyone who doesn't know, we've been trying to create this safe space, and it's a weekly show. And I say it's, it's something that I kind of offsetted from the podcast that I run, but the only reason this is here today is because of people like yourself, Farouk, Matthew, who's just joined, and there's a few other guys that are coming, and we're kind of building up this momentum. And so, like I said, this is the third week. We've only just got started. This is all about men prioritizing their mental health. And today, we're just going to keep it simple. Couple of things we're going to touch on. The first thing is the importance of self-care and also strategies for maintaining good mental health. What I've noticed, and we'll do a quick roundtable, but what I am going to say is what I've noticed is whenever we go into these TikTok videos, we go into some of these shows where a lot of people are talking about their problems, but sometimes it's also good to talk about solutions as well, and try to have a focus of, okay, look, I know I've got problems. I know there's something going on in my life, but what do I do to progress from this? What do I do to move forward? So, we want to be here to kind of discuss the concept of self-care and its connection to mental health. So, for instance, as an example, and I'm going to ask you guys here on the call, what kind of things do you do? What can you bring to the table? Because everyone works differently, right? Everyone is on their own journey. So let's make a start, man. Enough about me. This isn't about me yabbering on and talking. This is about you guys. So first things first, I always like to introduce in the new guys into the group. So Stephen, or do you want me to refer you as your TikTok? What's your TikTok?
Yeah, everybody
Woz?
calls me Woz or Wozy. It's
Woz. So it's
that's just easier for me.
all right. So to find Stephen, it's W-O. HS, right? Woz. Okay.
That I'm
Excellent.
also a music artist. It's just my moniker for music and stuff like that as
Oh,
well, so.
excellent. So I've seen a couple of your videos. I really like, in fact, I actually only found you today. And I really love the fact that you're touching on mental health and stuff like that. So tell me about yourself. Let's dive in.
I am 39 years old. I've actually recently, 2 years ago, discovered that I was bipolar. I dealt with a lot of mental health issues in my childhood. I went through a tough depression after I lost my firstborn son in 2017. He passed away from a heart defect at 7 months old. And since then, like, my journey has been trying to advocate for men in every aspect, and not just men, but women as well too, for their mental health and their journey. I think men's mental health is so important because it's let's face it, like, it's number one on the suicide rate is men's mental health and drug usage in men and all of that. That all attributes to mental health. And since discovering a lot about mental health and what I've discovered about it too, and how it attacks your physical health as well, men die from mental health on a daily basis, and we need to start raising more awareness and being more conscious of what we go through on a continuous basis.
True, very true. Depression, they call it the silent killer, right? It's there and
That's it.
it's eating away at us bit by bit. And that's why we've got to do something about this. We've got to try and find ways to, bring that peace back into our lives that we so much yearn for, that we need. So we're kind of exploring different forms of self-care, including physical, emotional, social aspects. What kind of things do you do to help your mental health?
So I'm really big on a spiritual journey kick that I've been doing. I'm actually I don't take any depressants. I don't take any bipolar medication. I've been medication free for about a year now.
Wow.
What I do is I do a vitamin regimen. I really pay attention to my physical health. I try to diet properly. I make sure that I'm eating right. I make sure I'm exercising. Routines are very important for me. Mm-hmm. So when I wake up in the morning, I got to make my bed. I got to thank God for getting me up today. I got to go and say my affirmations. I got to take that shower. You know, keeping yourself on a routine, on a schedule. And then, you know, when you're not feeling right, I use meditation sounds. I use music. I use music as a form to let out some pent-up aggression or whatever I'm dealing with at the time, any sadness. Or the tough thing with men and emotions is we've been told not to feel them our whole lives. It's not cool. Yeah. Don't do it. Be a man. You got to tough it up. You got to suck it up. Be a man.
Yeah.
And what we're learning now in the discovery of the new age with mental health and stuff is you have to. You have to feel every one of these emotions. You have to go through. I tell everybody, give yourself those 10 minutes. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily 10 minutes. It could be a couple of days. It could be an hour. It could be, you know, 5 minutes, but get through the emotion. And then move on about your day and try to keep, try to keep pushing, try to keep striving to be, you know, the person you want to be, because the person you want to be is the person who you're going to be as long as you speak it into existence and you start, you know, proving it to yourself that that's who you want to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Daily affirmations, right? And bringing that all that goodness back into your life and just, you know, making things happen. That's what we're here for, you know. And speaking of mental health, we're here to change the narrative. That's what this is all about. So, you know, all these different things that we've heard, you know, we're here to change that, you know. And yeah, I'm on TikTok almost every other day and I hear these conversations that are taking place and there's a movement, there's something happening, and that's where we gotta be part of that wave, you know. And I think the more we do that, the more, you know, we are talking to those average guys who are at home, they're literally in the dark, they're in their pajamas, they're eating Cheetos, they're watching Netflix one thing after the other, they're just completely lost purpose. We want to talk to those guys and say, hey, listen, you've got purpose in this life, you've got something good happening, let's get you up, let's get you washed up, let's get you cleaned up, let's get some nice clothes on you, let's, you know, give you that purpose. And this is what we're all about, man. We're trying to bring those guys back because it's through them that we're going to, you know, when we give that impact to them, that change, that is going to give us even more fuel to help more people. So thank you, man. I appreciate you and your efforts, especially with what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And we've got a lot of guys.
Thank
on
you.
This. So I'm going to quickly do a round table and then we'll just touch on some of the things that we were going to discuss. So, Koji, piece of princess. Prince of peace. Sorry about that, bro.
That's okay.
And I saw you on TikTok, and I was like, man,
I'm getting my cam.
You know, it's yeah. We need to see you, man. We need to see you. Excellent. So these are the kind of vibes we need. We need people like yourself. I've seen your videos. I think they're very powerful. They're very strong. And that's why I appreciate your time and efforts, you know, to come here. I know sometimes I might pester people, but it's you know, for me, it's like, when I feel a good vibe, it's like I need that. And not just for myself. We need people like you to impact more people. So this is the vibe. So again,
thank you, Koji,
Prince of Peace. He's on TikTok. That's how I found him. Introduce yourself. What are you all about?
My name is Koji, Prince of Peace. The reason how I got this name, like, I didn't pick it myself.
Yeah.
When I went on this spiritual journey, I was led to a lot of things. I started this spiritual journey really in 2019. Everything began when I had hit rock bottom, right? Mm-hmm. That year in 2019, I was almost in a 9-year relationship. It had ended. Fiance cheated. And the same week, the same month, brother passed away, the oldest one, from cancer. So it was that on top of that. And then I also had lost my job that year too. So it was that. Oh. And that was like, man, I was like, what is he gonna do? What am I gonna do? I was like losing my mind, trying to figure out who I was.
Yeah.
So I started a path where let me just heal. Let me heal the depression and everything, loneliness, and just figure out what I want in life. Cause I was just so used to like people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Go to school, go college, be this, be that. You know, you try to satisfy everyone else but yourself to be happy. So that's when I went on that journey. And a friend I met that year from childhood, we haven't hung out in years, he introduced me to like a job.
Yeah.
We worked it together for about a year, and he introduced me to weed, and I never really smoked weed, right? because like society, your parents, yeah, you know how Asian parents are. Oh, yeah. You can't smoke, it's bad, it's drugs. So I got into that, and that started to wake me up, like my mind chemically,
yeah,
and spiritually as well. But I how do you do this, yo? Sorry, what was that?
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, what's up, Yusuf?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. I was trying to get my mic.
It's okay.
I've just muted him. It's okay. Sorry. Sorry about that. Go on.
Yeah. So I started a weed thing and
yeah,
woke me up. But in 2021, when I had like my actual experience, because I was agnostic my whole life, right?
Right.
Not believing in God, but I always felt something. Because when I was a kid, I had spiritual encounters and. But that's another story.
Yeah.
But in 2021, right, I was agnostic. I got drunk. This was New Year's Eve. Turned into 2021 of New Year's. So I got super drunk. I was depressed. And I've been trying to go dating. That wasn't working out. I still hadn't figured out my purpose exactly, but I knew I just had to keep on working myself. But in 2021, I tried out fasting for the first time.
Yeah.
Of January. Fasting, praying for the first time. Like I started praying. I always thought praying was kind of weird, corny, like how people pray.
Yeah.
But I gave it a shot. And I also tried scriptures. Like I was trying to read any religion belief I could, Buddhism, Hinduism, Muslim, anything I could learn, I was learning it. But I learned like sin, like about sin and how not to sin. So like I started watching porn, masturbation. I was eating healthier. Like, let me think positive too. Let me start thinking positive, speaking positively, working out, like anything I could to be a better person. I was doing it. Like I was going full dive in, like real deep, because I knew that I had to catch up on my, like something was telling me push further, like to catch up. Cause I was so far behind. But I'll say by the end of the week, it was probably Friday or Saturday. I've never been baptized. I went into the shower and I like prayed upon the shower. I prayed to God and like, I prayed from my heart. Like I could like really do it. Like give me purpose, find me purpose. Like I know there's suffering in the world. I want to end the suffering. Like I want to be part of the healing. So I prayed to the universe, God. I said, like, let me sacrifice myself like Jesus Christ to save the world. I would. And then I got done showering, went to the closet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just broke down, like forgave myself, forgave those who hurt me. And as I broke down in tears crying, like it just started to immediately rain. Like there's a window in my closet and it just started to rain. And then as I like sit there crying, this energy around me, like just started engulfing me. It was like a healing energy.
Yeah.
It was peaceful, like blissful. I cannot explain it, but something, it felt like I was reborn, rebirth, like a new person, like inside and outside of me. And as I wiped my tears away, the rain just stopped immediately. And that sunlight just came beaming through that window. And I knew like that's the universe right there. That's God, whoever it was, that creator, it was letting me know that it's always been there, but now I just finally paid attention. Like I finally recognize it. But it's, you know, myself, finally recognize myself, like, you know what I mean? And forgiving myself. And that's when I was able to find God. And I guess in the Bible quote, it says, know thyself. Like, why does God tell you know thyself in order to find him, like to find God, you know? But that's like the summary of it all. Yeah. Wow.
What a journey, man. That's, like just taking all that in. And you know, when you notice, you know, like whenever we're on that path, on that spiritual path, you know, we're trying to find God with, you know, with there's always something that triggers, like it could be a hardship, it could be something you know, and we know, especially with this life, you know, the trials, the tribulations, it's like they come one after the other. And all these things that have occurred in your life, and thank you for sharing that, by the way, because that's huge, you know, for something like that.
No problem.
You know, I appreciate you and your time and your and giving us your space. I appreciate that. And it's just it's things like this, you know, what we're trying to do is just give people that other kind of purpose, that alternative that, hey, look, I know life can be bad. You know, I know I know there's many hardships, but that's not the end of the road for you. Because sometimes, you know, just as you mentioned, you know, you went on this spiritual journey. Not a lot of people get to do that. You know, people just give up on the first hurdle and, you know, like, you know, they'll do something or they might turn to alcohol or drugs or whatever. And it's like there's no turning back, you know, and that's crucial. It's like, where is your mind in the aftermath of a hardship? What, you know, where does it leave you? Are you going to get back up and keep walking? Or are you going to stay stagnant where you are, you know? So what you did is huge. You actually, you know, found something. Like, I want to quickly ask you, where do you think you got that energy from? Like, to get back?
Oh, man.
What was that? Like, what was your breaking point?
My breaking point? I don't know. Just, I feel like I couldn't give up. Like, I've already gone this far. So I couldn't give up.
Right.
And I've been through some trauma as a kid, you know, childhood trauma stuff. So part of that helped me, like, since I overcame a lot of that, it gave me the strength to keep on moving forward. But I would say love, I guess, like, because suffering, like, ever since I was a kid, I was like, man, I'm tired of people suffering. Like, you can just feel it. Like, I'm very empathic. And I wanted to end that. I'm like, I know I can do it with other people. There's people out there that can change the world. And that's what kept me motivated, is helping people out and the children out there that are suffering.
Yeah.
I just want to see a better world. That's what kept me going.
That's beautiful, man.
Like,
thank you.
Yeah.
I feel your words. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man. So yeah, let's quickly do, you know, there's still a few people on the call. So
yeah.
We'll carry on. So I wanted to bring in, I think, Matthew, you joined last week, right? So I wanted to, you know, if you will, give us your space. How are things with you? And also, I know that a couple of things I wanted to ask you as well about self-care, for instance. There's two things that we're going to touch on today. But with regards to the concept of self-care, you know, how would you say that is connected to mental health, and you know, what can we do, you know I guess if you could give us some pointers on what you do to help yourself in this day and age, especially when it comes to your mental health.
Step one would be not forgetting to take my medication like I did this morning. My brain, if you want the soundtrack, is bouncy 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 bouncy.
Yeah.
Whew, I don't know what it is, but my doctor says I got 80 of them, and I can't but I forgot my pill this morning. I'm like, why can't I sit still? There you go. And for me, being someone with ADHD and Crohn's, I tend to, my self-care is, I get yelled at when my fiance is like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, but I ate dinner yesterday. And she says, no, you have to eat every day. I'm like, I'm not hungry yet. Why would I eat today? I was hungry yesterday. That's why I ate then. Why am I eating now? So you're going to get sick if you don't eat. I'm like, fine. So,
yeah,
that, especially with Crohn's, that sensation of, you know, you get hungry and you eat something, you feel better afterwards. I don't get that, especially if I'm not in the right mental state.
Right.
I don't eat for a week at a time. And apparently that's not healthy and that's not good. So I get in trouble.
Oh, wow.
And considering I have a degree in
psychology whatsoever until you actually get hungry.
I've gone like 2 days without even realizing that I hadn't thought to eat.
Wow.
And I have a degree in psychology, so I should know better, but
yeah.
And I'm a science teacher.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you know, the how the levels body works? Of ice
are, they're there.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I know you mentioned you're recently coming out of a job and you're applying for new jobs, right? How's that all for you? How are you taking that on?
I just had an interview that was really good, and I just got contacted by another school that pays a lot more. So something will work out. It's just a matter of what will work.
Yeah, that's good.
So come out strong, stressful in the meantime.
Nice. Are you feeling any sort of stress right now? Is there anything that you're struggling with struggled with and you came out of?
Oh, it's always the uncertainty.
Yeah. The uncertainties. Yeah. It's the not knowing, right? And I think that's human nature. Yeah. It's like not knowing something or the outcome of something. You know, we need to know all the answers, but I think with me, I've learned as you get older, it's okay not to know everything. You know, don't bother too much with the details, right? Try and focus on what's present, you know?
Everything's click, click, done these days. Like we've made everything so it's hard to real. It's hard to stop and think. Okay, exactly. A human being has to open up this letter I sent, read everything, read a whole bunch of other ones, have time in their day to make a phone call. Then we have to meet up at the same time, and then we have to make an appointment. Then we have to meet, and then we have to. There's like this process. It's going to take a while.
You're right. That's true.
And I wanted it done last week.
Yeah, it's all a process, like you said, and I think it's knowing that look, all the things that have to happen will happen in their given time. Don't force them, right? Just work on one thing at a time, and if I find especially when you've got so much stuff going on, what I've done that's helped me is make a list of to-do things. But sometimes I find that list getting bigger. So it's like, okay, where do I stop? So I guess it's prioritizing, for the sake of your mental health.
So funny story, though. As I was leaving, some of the kids asked me about next year, and I haven't mentioned to everyone because I didn't want drama. I didn't want them being upset or saying anything. And so they're like, so what are we doing next year for this? And I'm like, hey, sorry, I'll miss you guys, but it wasn't my choice. I won't be here. Yeah. They got up and went over and started yelling at my boss. You need to bring him back. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, I did not predict this. It's like, maybe that's why they said they recommended not telling the kids. They were mad.
Oh my God.
But
you must have had a good impact on them then, if they're acting like that.
Yeah, they were predicting a $200,000 budget deficit next year.
Oh, all right.
That's close for you.
How many teachers did they get rid of or getting rid of?
Oh, just me, which they couldn't. I mean, technically, they shouldn't have been able to afford to do that because they're already short on teachers.
Oh, yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm sorry
to
hear that.
After they overexert everyone, they start going to short staffed and doubling up classes. And it's not ideal, but it's how it is.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to take care of yourself, right? So, I wish you the best with the new jobs that you're applying. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you. So who we got? I think Farouk has been waiting patiently. So I just wanted to say, before I bring Farouk in, he's from the UK, and what they're doing on the 5th of July, there's a march to Parliament, London, and it's arranged by an organization called Split the Difference, and that's Sister Sally, and they are encouraging everyone affected, as in fathers, divorced fathers, etc., or fathers who have lost access to their children, make sure you attend. So for the UK audience who are listening, July 5th, March to Parliament, London, and it's arranged by Split the Difference. And on that note, Farouk, how's it going? I think you're on mute, mate. let's unmute you.
Yeah, that's better.
How are you, bro? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, guys. I'm good. Like Brother Faz mentioned, July the 5th. So all of those watching in England, please show up. Time to stop moaning, whining. Yeah. Time to take action. Time to turn up at London City. There's going to be a walk into Parliament. And also, I just want to add to that, currently in England now, CMS have passed the bill through Parliament, which I wanted to mention earlier to you, a message, but I didn't get a chance. But they're passing this bill through Parliament where the child maintenance services, they don't need to go to court or anything. They can just decide in their office to revoke driving licenses and passports that are to paying fathers. These are paying parents. They can revoke their driving license and passport. They have more power than HMRC themselves, yeah? They're trying to pass that through government, which will affect men's mental health even more. Currently, like they said, child maintenance services cause 1,000 self-deletions a year amongst men. Once this law passes, this is just going to add to that. And like I said, 10 men a day post-separation, self-harm, self-delete. So that is a massive impact on mental health. So we're trying to make a stand against that. So those of you watching in England, it's time to show up, time to take action, you know, for all the fathers and all of those affected by the CMS.
Is it true? I don't know if I read this right, but they're going to start tagging men, especially those who pay up a child maintenance.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
No, that was part of, you know, like I said, so they don't have these powers now. So if they wanted to do that now, they'd have to take you to court, basically, and stand in front of a judge and pass it. Yeah. So when they get this bill through Parliament, the driving license and passport, their administrator in their office can do it. They can authorize it. They already have the powers to force a sale of your home, come after your property, send bailiffs. They already have these powers. There's a lot of men suffering in silence here.
Yeah.
Add to that, they can use the electronic tag, which if they pass that bill, they can just decide to do that to you so they can monitor you. And they can even put you in prison. I know in America it's quite harsh, like the child maintenance, they can stick you in prison. They've already got that. But when you look at the human rights stuff,
right?
Passports and driving license. So if your passport and driving license are gone, and they can take money out your bank accounts already, and they can take money, wages out your bank, they can take money out your wages from your employer. What rights do you really have? It's an illusion. It's happening right under our noses, and it's hiding in plain sight. So, got to expose all of this. That's why I'm here. Keep spreading that message. And July the 5th.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to show up. There's a lot of work going into it. And it's about time we blew the lid on this and exposed this whole thing. And because this is directly affecting men's mental health, directly, to the point where men are self-deleting. It doesn't even make mainstream news. So,
no.
Yeah, that's why we're here. Like
that. Sorry, Matthew, you go on. Go ahead.
Go on, Matthew.
It's already here that, you know, as soon as they say you owe this much money, the first thing they do is they set up garnishments so it comes right out of your check, whether you want it to or not. If you owe more than a certain amount, they can revoke your passport. They can seize your assets. You can go to jail. And even say it's not fair, and they think it all does is put people in jail and doesn't help the kids at all, but that's what it is. So
they make profit. The money that goes to the church. You're going to say the CMS in England, I don't know the exact figure, but it's into the millions they make profit. It's a private company that do it on behalf of government. Now, remember this. CMS is a private company the government employ. They make profit. They make millions. I'm sure they said it's around the 40 million plus a year mark of child maintenance. If this money belongs to children, how are they making profit for shareholders? So you got to understand, these people have no care or concern, right? For the mental health and well-being of the men, the children, and the women of the country they're operating in. So, I mean, it's like a conspiracy, but in real life.
Yeah.
I was talking about the movies. You know what I mean?
It sounds like they're using the states as a template because they like to get everyone on these debit cards, and there's a transaction fee every time they take money out and put it into a system. And then there's another fee for, I even worked for a company that did the support for those. So there's all entire companies that are just around administering all that money that goes to child support.
The thing more is, they collect, Matthew, they make. Well, I was talking to a guy yesterday. I was interviewing a guy who's been harassed, right? He's a military veteran. He's a veteran for this country. They've harassed him and fleeced him for 30 years. He's lucky to be alive. And even he said, this system was imported from America. He said, this was the American model. It came from America, this system. So America did it. They've imported it here. Yeah. We have become basically wage slaves. How much can they fleece out of you? You are just a number, period. So we got to get the message out there, boys, for mental health, yeah, for men, the boys, the children, for the whole of society. That's why we're here.
If when you pay child support, technically, if you say I don't have any money now, I can't afford food, they will take. Supposedly, they'll take that money you've paid for child support out of your net income, so that you would qualify for assistance. But before you can get to that calculation, they say your gross income is too high. You are, half poverty line, but. But only because they're taking so much out. Your gross is too high, so it doesn't matter that you're taking home less than $10,000 a year net, because your gross is too much.
See, that's very interesting, Matthew. You say that, yeah, because child maintenance here in England is the only corporation that base a calculation on your salary pre-tax. So if you're going to be taxed 30-40%, it's not going in your pocket, but they base their calculation only organization. That does a calculation pre-tax. This is what they've said here. And they have more powers than HMRC. Think about that. They have more powers than HMRC. It's almost shocking, really, that this is not common knowledge. And like you said, there's a guy, the guy I spoke to yesterday, the sort of money they took out of his wages, he was left with 10 or 15 pounds to survive the whole month, like to rent, rate, but it's impossible. That's why a lot of guys, unfortunately, just decide it's not worth carrying on. Do you know what I mean? And this is a reality that is going on. And for some reason, I don't understand. They've managed to keep this, again, like a secret operation. It just doesn't seem to break out as mainstream knowledge. Youngsters don't know this. Before they settle in or get into a relationship or decide to have a kid, they have no idea of these implications.
No.
And what makes it worse, even worse than that, I don't know if this has made it there yet, but I know someone who he lost work. I've known people, they lose their work due to COVID, something happens, and they find a new job. Let's say they're making $1,500 a month. The courts can say, you know what, with your qualifications, you should be making $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
So we're going to calculate based on you making $3,000 a month, because it's your fault. You're just not working hard enough. You should be able to make that much money. So therefore we're going to take 40% of $3,000 out, but I only make 50.
You can't make this stuff up, man. This is crazy, right?
It's ridiculous. But this is what I'm saying. You think this happens in a movie, like you hear these corrupt corporations attacking the working man. You know, like these massive corporations fleecing and bullying the working class. It's happening right under our nose. It's always been happening. Do you know what I mean? Always, but they've managed
to. It's until you're on the receiving end of it. That's when you start to feel and you're like, you know, your eyes start opening up. Like, what kind of freaking society am I living in? Like, are they actually taking care of me? Work my ass off all these years, and then suddenly they're taking all this money off me, man. You know?
Yeah, but think about this. Look, you don't know this when you're a youngster, because you're surrounded by this illusion. Like the Prince of Peace said, there's so many vices, have fun, get drunk, smoke weed, whatever. There's so many things to distract you from what is going on. Yeah. It is the Matrix. Welcome to the Matrix.
We need to get out of it, man. We need to get Andrew.
Where's Morpheus? Get Morpheus down here. Get Morpheus down here.
Was it the red pill or the blue pill, right?
We at least had to reprogram the Matrix.
Yes. But, precisely.
Yeah.
But, so let me quickly ask you, Farouk, you know, because we're trying to stick to topic here as well. You know, what you mentioned is very important. And obviously, remember guys, July 5th, March to Parliament, London, and that's arranged by Split the Difference. I will put some details in on the video description, you know, when we post out. But just real quick, Farouk, I wanted to ask, you know, with regards to strategies for maintaining good health, you know, what kind of things do you do? I know I've been seeing some solid videos of you working out in your garden. Listen, guys, this guy's working out with concrete blocks. You know, like you've got these Rocky movies. This Farouk's nice. Doing that right now. So come on, let's give me some tips, Farouk.
The key is, again, your brain is a negative adverse, yeah?
Yeah.
Your brain will avoid pain and any effort at any cost. So the battle has already started.
Right.
So it's, you have to overcome that negativity. If you sit and let it fester, if you're going to do something, there's an element of get up and do it. Right. Don't think about it. Don't plan it. If you're going to do a workout, don't think about the workout. If you're not feeling like going or working out, what I say to myself sometimes, and David Goggins also said it, just show up. Say to your brain, you're going to have an easy one. Just the battle is showing up. Once you show up, you've conquered 90% of it. You've already conquered your mind. Now just apply yourself. So the key is that do not let that win. That negative force will fight you all the time. It's the same negative force. Your brain is pre-wired to keep you away from danger. So everything is negativity, but we don't have that danger around us. So what happens is when you've got to do something, the brain will work against you. So the key is understanding that. Don't let it fester. Don't think. And what Stephen mentioned earlier, very important, because I also read it in Tyson Fury's book, Man Behind the Mask, Bipolar Disorder.
Yeah.
Keep your routine. Keep your structure. Be in the moment. A lot of people dwell on the negativity of the past and they worry about the future. They never remain in the moment. Take that minute out and embrace the moment itself. Me, I've got this thing where if I'm going to do something, no excuses. Gym closed down, no problem. I started training with the block. It's weight. If your will is strong enough, you can overcome all obstacles. There is no excuses, no obstacle if your will is strong enough. So build your spiritual strength.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I do. Awesome. And once you're focused, once I've got a laser focus, it cannot, believe you're the guy that can do it. Laser focus. Do not falter.
Yeah.
But believe yourself. Believe that yourself. Believe that and live it. You have to believe you are that guy.
Beautiful.
That's the mechanics I use, and it seems to work for me at the moment. So it's all good.
Yeah, mindset, motivation, man. And I'm a big fan of David Goggins. That guy, like literally, you see some of the runs that he does, and his body could literally be falling apart, but he's still, his mind is, no, I need to finish this, you know? And this is what we need to be doing, especially when we're going through these tough times. Yeah. It's tough, but you gotta really pick yourself back up, because bottom line is, if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it. No one's going to hold your hand. You know, no one's going to come knocking on your door saying, hey, listen, let's go for a walk. Hey, let's go and eat healthily. Let's make sure, you know, you sleep properly. No one's going to do that. You gotta be your own best friend, right? So, you know, that's what it's all about.
One thing, yeah.
Sure.
I'll just say one thing. I'll finish on one thing, yeah? Sure, where the mind goes, the body will follow. Someone said that to me years ago in training, and it was a very harsh training, and that stayed with me forever, over 20 years. Where the mind goes, the body will follow. Once the mind gives up, the body will automatically, oh, I'm tired, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because that's what controlling it, yeah. So I'll finish on that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Farouk. I appreciate you, man. There's two other guys that we've not actually brought in yet, so I don't know if, you know, they're still there. So, Shehzad, I know you're a huge advocate of mental health. Are you still there? Are you still with us, bro? Sorry to keep you waiting. Oh, man.
Yeah, of course I'm here.
Hey, Asalaamu Alaikum.
Asalaamu Alaikum. How's everybody? Glad to be here. I love hearing everyone's shares and sort of their take on what's going on and how we can get back into alignment. And it's always a pleasure, and it always fills me up for sure to be a part of the discussion. So glad to be here.
Awesome. And you know, like,
and that's a really no,
sorry, go on, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, Farouk, that's a super noble cause, man. And that's the kind of activism that we all need to do. And I'm proud of you, and I'm sending you gold for that. And I'm right there with you, marching with you, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So what about self-care, Shahzad? I wanted to ask you about that. You know, we're kind of like discussing the concept of self-care and its connection with mental health. What kind of things would you say are important for that, you know, to incorporate self-care practices? Could you give us a few pointers?
This is a, it's like a 10,000 pound gorilla.
But, two pointers are fine.
Self-care, I'll say it like this. Self-care is not selfish.
Ooh, wow.
Very often, very often I think that, at least this was in my case for sure. I had a hard time taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is like my emotions, my stress levels, my hygiene, everything. Like I just could not. Before I was married, and my wife tends to remind me of this all the time. Before I was married, my bed didn't even have bed sheets on it. It was just a mattress. very much, you know, a regressed boy psychology there. And so, I mean, now my bed has a bed sheets on it. But I think it's important like this, and this is the thing that's really sticks out to me when it comes to taking care of myself, is first off is taking care of myself is not selfish. That's number one. Number two, if I don't take care of myself, I cannot take care of anything else or anyone else. Everything starts with me. That does not make me selfish. The world doesn't revolve around me. It's just I need to be able to step away or step out of that whatever atmosphere I'm in order to be able to reflect. Yeah. And I think that is important, because without that reflection and without that processing, we're bound to make the dumbest decisions ever. And these decisions, especially for us men, we are decision makers. You know, we are problem solving computers. Okay, that's what we are. And so we are put in a place where we need to make decisions, or we feel like we have to make decisions. And so it's being able to step back, reflect, being able to do the work on oneself is crucial in order to be able to navigate through these treacherous waters of life. And so, yeah, taking care of yourself. What do I do to take care of myself? I like to look at things from a multidisciplinary angle. And so I do a lot of self-reflection. I do a lot of spiritual work. I do a lot of mental processing. I'm part of a lot of different communities and groups and get involved like this one right here and so many more. And I lead a lot of these things. So, So I find everything I take part in, I always find some part of myself that I need to look at and reflect on. And that's been a very healing experience for me. One thing that I've noticed about myself is that whenever I'm taking care of myself, I feel bad for doing that. You know, it's some sort of like this guilty conscience kicks in, and it's like, I feel bad because I feel like I'm ignoring everybody else around me. Again, it's like that selfish versus self-care sort of phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And it's that, it's like taking care of yourself does not make you selfish.
No.
Right. It's like when I was studying in college and when I was studying in school and everything, and when I was studying for my board exams and medical board exams and all this stuff, I remember all I would do is I would sit in my room and study. That's all I was doing.
Right.
My mom would come and just like put food outside my door, you know, and I wouldn't even talk to my family members, nothing. Right.
Yeah.
And very often I think that when we surround ourselves with people who want that attention and that love and they can see that sort of action of you in your zone, they could see that action as a selfish act rather than, hey, this is me doing my thing so that I could be there for everyone else. Yeah. Like, this is what I know. This is what I need for myself. And this is what I know what I need to do for me. And so it's like, it's very important, I think, to be very disciplined. And as you were saying, so it's to be very disciplined in knowing that, hey, I have to be this guy right now. I have to get this done. I have to be in this space and in this zone and focus on that. And I think with that, it's important to have that discipline and then also to be able to trust yourself. So self-care has a lot to do with self-trust.
Yeah.
And if I can't trust myself or if I have a problem with finding trust within myself and having faith and belief within myself, then it's going to be very difficult for me to be able to rise to the occasion of whatever it is that I need to go through or need to process, you know? And I think in a previous discussion, I remember we were talking about the trials and tribulations and the issues that arise, and these are inevitable things. And so I have to trust myself that I know that I can get through this. And there's so many different ways to do that. For me, it's a combination of many different things personally. Yeah. You know, I have a meditative practice. Now I look at everything as like the way I look at things is, what is my next call to adventure? That's the way I see it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what is my next thing that I want to do to take care of myself? So now I'm getting involved in martial arts, and I'm getting involved in this like jiu-jitsu and all of these different things. I'm getting involved in archery. I'm getting involved in this. So I'm getting myself involved in some of these different kinds of activities in order to, because that's what I feel like it's calling for me, you know, for me to explore parts of me and what I learn from that. And so it's important, like if you have this inclination of, okay, what am I, you know, like what do I really need in order to answer this next sort of phase in my personal development? And so, okay, well, this is what I need. Okay. So, okay, then the next question would be like, okay, well, how am I going to do that? Mm-hmm. Who am I going to surround myself with that will help me to get there? You know, what kind of mindset do I need? And so, you know, how can I start moving towards that? And I think that's how you get out of this sort of ruts and how you get out of these sort of downfalls, because then you start to surround yourself and be around like-minded individuals, and as well as people that will carry you forward, and as well as finding things to do that will help you move out of that sort of isolating kind of sort of state of mind. So I mean just to summarize it,
awesome,
self-care is not selfish. That's the summary and I like, of it all.
I like a couple of things I want to mention. Obviously you run the Muslim Circle every month, and is it the first Saturday of the month? Just to remind people?
Yeah, first Saturday every month, Muslim Men's Circle.
Awesome.
It's the start of many Muslim Men's Circles, yeah.
All right. And, you know, by the way, I sent you guys the link to the event.
Is that the one you sent one time? Yeah. Is that the same one? That's
yeah.
Well, I'll try and jump on there one Saturday if I can. Yeah, that'll be good.
Oh, it's really cool, man. I tried the breathing exercise. I try and do that every now and then. And man, it helps, because, you know, I get a lot of anxiety. So, you know, sometimes, you know, just kind of removing all distractions, even if you're looking at the sky and you're in the garden or something like that, and just concentrating on your breathing. Honestly, these exercises, they help a lot. And we need to do these things, because sometimes it's very tough to switch off, because we have to understand that our problems are always going to be there, you know, but what we need to do is we need to find a way to step back. You know, there's prayer, there's meditation, there's breathing exercises. All these things are going to help your mental health, your mental well-being. So, yeah, let's give it up for Shahzad. I really appreciate what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing, bro, because you're helping a lot of people. And, you know, I'm trying to give you as much exposure as possible on my platform as well, because I believe your work is very impactful. So I think Yusuf was the only person that I've not brought in. Apologies for trying to get you it. I know we're trying to get as much people covered here. Are you still with us, Yusuf?
Yes, yes, hey, I'm here.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, man?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, man. I can't complain. Another day. No complaints, man. No real complaints.
Excellent. So that's good. And, you know, a couple of things we said we're going to talk about today. And, you know, I guess you could either touch on either or. And then once you've done that, once we've finished doing the roundtable, I want to try something completely different. I want to try and catch you guys off guard because I like to do that. I know I said there's going to be a couple of things like, you know, bring your own book title, but I'm not going to do that. I want to surprise you guys, you know, an element of surprise is good, right? So let's try and catch you out.
I did my research based on what you wanted, man. Now I gotta change it.
No. That's for the next show. Maybe. Right.
I like going freestyle.
Yeah, exactly. So importance of self-care. You know, I wanted you to touch on that. What are your thoughts on that? And also strategies for maintaining good health. So, you know, a couple of pointers highlighting the benefit of incorporating self-care practices into our daily lives. You know, we're busy, we're working, we're looking after the family. And then you've got maintaining good health where, you know, you're, I guess, finding ways to help stress management techniques, mindfulness, mm-hmm. like we just talked about. So you got any pointers on that, bro?
I do. I actually did a lot for this.
Nice.
So, I mean, I'll start by saying that, you know, self-care is definitely like a personal journey. And I believe it's important for us to find strategies that works best for us. You know, we have to prioritize our health, our mental health. Once we do that, we can live a happier and healthier life. And I believe that. And then some of the things that I kind of wrote down, right? Self-care helps reduce stress levels and prevents burnouts. It improves our mood and boosts our self-esteem. It enhances our ability to cope with challenges and adversities. It promotes better physical health, as mental and physical well-being are interconnected. Just like Brother Farouk was saying about, you know, going to the gym. I think that's like one of my coping mechanisms. I think going to the gym and working out is definitely a stress relief. I forget about worries when I'm there, you know? And I think that's extremely important when you can erase whatever's bothering you at that time, where you can essentially finish that workout and look back and say, man, what was I upset about? What was I angry about? You know, what was bothering me? And I noticed that with a lot of working out, especially when you go with a friend. So I've been going to the gym with a buddy of mine, and religiously we've been going five times a week, and that's definitely been helping myself a lot. Let's see, I got like a whole notepad here too.
Wow, you come prepared.
yeah, that's why I said you're gonna freestyle, man. I gotta it won't sound as good, you know. I took my time for this one. So then I put together like strategies for maintaining good mental health, prioritizing self-care activities, dedicate time regularly for activities that bring you joy, such as hobbies, exercising, spending time with loved ones, practicing relaxation techniques. I know you were talking about deep breathing, meditation, mindfulness to calm your mind and reduce stress. As for us as Muslims, you know, I think the best meditation for us is when we're praying. And I believe that's another thing that I could do is when I pray, I forget everything around me. I don't think about anything but, you know, while I'm talking to God at that point.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a stress relief for me, you know, and I'm sure you can attest to that as well. Seeking social support. exactly what this is, right? You know, connecting with friends, family, support groups, share your feelings, experiences, fostering a sense of belonging. And I think that we all have that sense that you know, we have some type of what's the word I'm looking for? Some type of like we're here for a purpose. Yeah, need, you know, we're here for a purpose, right? We're sharing our stories, or we're sharing our thoughts, and you know, God willing, hopefully everyone could benefit from this, you know. Maintaining a balanced lifestyle, prioritizing, you know, sleep is so important too. And I think that I've noticed that if I don't get a certain amount of sleep, I wake up like man, I hate the world, you know. And I think that's, you know what I mean? You know, I'm up at 4:30 every morning to be at work at 6 o'clock. And, you know, if I don't get at least 7 hours, I'm cranky, you know, I'm cranky.
I feel you, man.
You know, yeah, man, you know, it just changes your mood, you know, it puts you in a mindset where you just like, man, forget everything, man. Forget this world. Forget all these people around me. I don't want to deal with anything. So, you know, I think sleeping is extremely important. Setting realistic goals, break tasks into manageable steps, celebrate your accomplishments, and avoid overwhelming yourself with unrealistic expectations. And and I believe in that too. You know, just like Farouk, you know, you have this event. You said July 5th, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, July 5th.
Yeah, I mean, that's an accomplishment, and you should applaud yourself for that, you know. And that's you know, hopefully, God willing, inshallah, that everything works out best, you know, for what you guys are facing over there. But that's definitely an accomplishment. That's something you should be patting yourself on the back for, and whatever outcome comes from it, whether it's good or bad, it's you've taken the steps to have your voices heard. And, you know, I definitely applaud you for that, you know, and may God be with you on that journey, and may he fix whatever's needed to be fixed.
I mean,
and then seeking professional help when needed.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Seeking professional help when, if you're experiencing, you know, any difficulties, any mental challenge, reach out to a mental health profession for guidance and support. I know as guys, we don't feel that we need that, but I think sometimes, you know, we can put our guard down. Mm-hmm. It's okay to open up once in a while. You know, I know, I'm sure a lot of us grew up. I know myself, you know, I was never shown how to be emotional. You know, I didn't know how to show emotion. I always hid my emotion. My wife, you know, tells me this all the time. She's like, you need to open up. You need to just show your emotion. What's going on in your mind? And as a man, or as, you know, as men here, you know, we don't know how to do that, especially if we're not taught how to show that. So we have all this animosity build up, and by the time we want to show it, it's already too late. We already have done something that we probably shouldn't have done. You know, we already made that mistake that probably could have been prevented before, you know, causing damage to your life, to someone else's life, to your mental health, you know, to anything that you're surrounded by. And then, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, you know. You know, remember, self-care is a personal journey. You know, we're all on our own journey, and we all have to find whatever ways that we can help support, whether it's with each other, whether it's ourselves. But there's tools out there. There's people out there. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Love it, man. Love it. I'm loving it. All these vibes that we're getting from everyone here, this is what it's all about. You know, we're trying to get every possible value out of each and every one of us, because we, just as we are responsible to ourselves, I feel like we have that responsibility to people around us. So whatever things that we're going through, whatever we reflect, you know, people don't Yeah, you walk down the street, when you look at a guy, when you look at a man, he's not showing all the signs of what he's going through. There's no speech bubble up here saying, hey, I need help. There's, you know, there's nothing visual, man. There's nothing. So that's where we need to start digging into what's going on in here. Like Shahzad mentioned about the questioning of oneself, the curiosity that we're trying to bring in. Like, you know, you start asking yourself these questions, you're building yourself up. You know, you're, why am I doing this? Or what can I do to help myself? You know, all these different things are very important. You know, I learned a lot of this in coaching as well. You know, when you talk to the client, you're not giving them the answer. You're digging out the answer because they already know it. It's just trying to ask the right questions, you know, the curiosity. So, you know, anyway, that was awesome. So we've come to the 1 hour mark. And like I said, I wanted to try something different with you guys. Hopefully, you know, you might, I don't know, some of you might shy away from it. Some of you might not. But I wanted to do for each of us here, including myself, you know, I'm included as well. A 3 to 4 minute, this is going to sound really corny now, a 3 to 4 minute poetry jam. So whatever is on your mind right now, whatever it is, it could be mental health related. It could be something that you're going through right now. It could be anything. So I've got a timer here. So I give everyone a chance. So 3 to 4 minutes. You can't have anything written. You know, you got to look up, look somewhere else. I'm going to do the same thing. All right. So basically the reason why I'm doing this is sometimes we got to connect deeper with our inner self and, you know, just say what you feel, basically say what you feel and just let it out. So who wants to start on this?
But what are we going to do? Explain to me again. 4 minutes of what? Just say whatever in your mind.
So have you heard of poetry jams? At least like an open mic poetry session. Jams. So basically what people do is, let's say, you know, you go to, you know, sometimes they do them in small settings like coffee shops or, you know, mini. Koji knows what that's I'm talking cool. about. So you go, yeah, up, to the, talk you go about. Up to the mic and say, hey, what's up? Okay, so 4 minutes of whatever it is like an example could be something like, how do I feel today in this world of endless pain? How do I navigate through this endless pain as what I feel inside? What I feel is a yearning of peace, but where do I find this peace? Where do I search? What is my path? That kind of thing I'm talking about. Just straight out freestyle stuff.
Don't forget to snap your fingers.
Exactly.
You can be practicing, bro.
So when I say practice that, rehearse that. No, honestly,
you
I can't.
He honestly, totally wrote that down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not joking, man. Like,
it's from no the way heart. You just made that up on the spot.
I swear.
Do we get poetry music in the background?
I swear, man. Seriously. So who wants to start? Music. Koji, I know you want it. I know you want to do
Koji,
it.
Koji, I think Koji, yeah.
All right. One second, man. I'm gonna create an ambiance for you. 1 second, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't even know how to start this, what to say. You know, this is okay. Definitely out of left field.
Exactly.
This will be fun.
I told you I'm gonna cut you out.
Get us out of our comfort zone. Exactly. I'm a bit nervous. My heart's racing.
Exactly.
But this is good for us. We're going to level up. We're going to go past the next level.
Right, let me get rid of this.
Let's see if I can hear anything.
1 second.
It's a good thing I have my camera off and be too shy.
Gotta do the snap the fingers.
All right. You don't have to put music on, right. But this is just a calming whatever, right? So. Let's do this. Koji,
do you have
Prince
something?
Of Peace, take it away. All yours.
All right. I think I got some music for the background. Can you guys hear it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. My name is Koji. I'm here today. And I am in this moment feeling the bliss of being. I feel the feelings happy, and I also feel the feelings of sadness. But most of all, I feel free to feel and express who I am. The deepest part of me and the highest part of me when I'm low and when I'm high. This is my being. I am surrounded by people who are lost, but people who are very hopeful, who have faith and are strong, but there are also those who are hopeless, but they see the light in others. And we are here doing the best we can today to give everyone a shoulder to cry on and a hug. And every night we hear somebody crying, the little sobs of the children or the mother, and we give them a prayer. Pray them for peace, for happiness, for joy, for fun in their life. We pray that everyone around the world can come together, enjoy, and be. No more wars, no more fear, running and fleeing, no more suffering. Now it's time to come in unity and abundance, because we are all here for each other. We are all here for each other. We are no different. We are all just beings looking for happiness, looking for love, here to prosper together. There's no more need for anger, no more need for violence. Yeah. That is it.
Awesome. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Look what you just created. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, who's next, man? Who's next? Let's do this. Anyone?
I'll be brave enough to go.
Go for it, man.
I gotta take a deep breath first on this one.
Yeah,
no problem. My brother-in-law happens to be a national poetry champion type guy. Oh, but sick. I'm not good at this at all. So
do you want a friend a phone? I mean, do you want to phone a friend?
I wish I could phone a friend right now.
Here we go. Two and a half minutes there, so you know you can.
God, that
two,
seems like forever.
I know.
All right, starting the clock now. Like let's forever. Do this. Go for it.
As I sit here on this live, I have no idea what's on my mind. I'm sitting here, hoping to be understood, seen, accepted. Because all my life I felt rejected. All I wanted was a sense of belonging and connection. Yet all I think about is that rejection. I sit in the past, not being able to move forward. Yet here I am in the presence, hopeful about what is to come. I keep showing up. I keep moving my body, keep moving my mind. And I know one day that journey is going to move forward. Sometimes I reflect as best as I can, but sometimes I get stuck inside my little man, my head. I have a little boy inside me that wants to laugh and play, that likes to hang out with all these other beautiful boys each day. I want to show the world that I am something unique and special, something I already know, something I already embrace. But I get stopped by myself, and that stops me from, well, it doesn't stop me. It makes me feel like I need to be erased. I am trying to think on my feet as best as I can, but underneath these feet are just running and running far away from that adventure. I try to answer the call I try to move forward. I try to think outside the box. And sometimes I have to sit in mine in order to look outside. I step away from the world so that I could see the world from afar. And then I realize that I am part of it. And that's okay for me. And when I allow that to be my journey thus far. I have no idea what I'm saying right now. So I'm just throwing it out and I'm going to rehear this. So I hope it comes out. I hope I can hear myself and not and have a little laugh, but also find inspiration and be a part of the greater collective, be a part of the greater whole. There are parts of me that have been broken. There are parts of me that have been mended. There are parts of me that I've been taken. There are parts of me that have been given. There are parts of me that I need to feel, and there are parts of me that I need to let go. Surrender to all that it is and all that I am, because that's what makes me, the man that I am.
Beautiful.
I'm complete on that.
Mate, you killed it. 3 minutes 42, man. Someone's got to beat that now.
God, that was hard. I got to breathe now.
That's beautiful, yeah. Man. Thank you.
I was holding my breath the whole time.
Oh, man.
This is getting powerful. Deep.
It is. Deep, these are very powerful.
It's getting very deep.
Who's next?
I mean, I guess I can go, but I don't know.
Freestyle.
I don't know if I can last. I don't know if I can last 2 minutes.
It's cool, man. Just go with the flow, and that's what it's all about. Let's go, man. Make a start. All yours, Yusuf.
I remind myself it's okay not to be okay. Allow myself some time. Be kind to myself. Don't feel like I'm a failure. Everything needs to be looked after. Even the strongest. It's only then drawn blanks. I know, right? Nothing can be done alone. There is no shame in asking someone to hold, someone to guide you. Take a deep breath and remember it's okay not to be okay. The battle. A fighting battle, right? That no one can see. I'm not good at this stuff, man.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Say what you feel, man. No problem.
I know, you know. I can't express how... I don't know how to express, you know what I mean? It's all like in the back of my mind that just needs to be released out. You know, exactly what we were talking about before, how we kind of bottle things up, right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's a work in progress. Right now.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Carry on, Yusuf, if you want, or do you want to pause until next time? It's up to you.
Yeah, I'll pause until next time.
Thank you, Yusuf. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, bro. All right, so that was just over two minutes 20. Anyone else? We've got Farouk and Matthew and me left. Who's next, man? If you're not comfortable, it's cool. No problem. You know, this is just something new we're trying out.
This Matthew. Is why I got mine out of the way quickly.
I know, right? You're lucky, man. Matthew, did you want to give the poetry jam a go? It's up to you. Yeah, your name. Don't want to put you on the spot.
Feel free to put your own.
That would just trigger. That would just get me into triggering an existential crisis.
Okay, it's all right. No problem. Whatever you're comfortable with. No problem. Thank you. Farouk, or unless you're meant to go to
Pastor, I'm not used to this. I've never heard of this. This is such a new idea. I'd have to prepare for this next week, man. I don't even know.
No problem.
I'd have to prepare for this next week, man. Yeah, now that you've I've seen, I think it's like an American thing. You know? Right. But yeah, I've never heard of this, man. I'll have to. I don't even know how. So I might have to try and prepare for next time. I think that's what I'll do because I have to look some to see how they do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite interesting. But go on, Faz. I think it's over to you, Faz. This is it. The competition's yours.
All right. So I'll start the timer. I mean, the first thing that I do, especially with these, you know, I used to try to do these in the past. And the reason I do them, I don't even write stuff down, to be honest, because sometimes I believe that when we allow our inner self to talk, that's when the true self is felt. You know, like we say, you know, the windows of the eyes of the soul. But what you're doing with these poetry jams, you're connecting with that, you know, and it's something beautiful. So anyway, yeah. I'll make a start. Let's do this.
All right, you got it, brother.
Okay, so breathe. Whew.
Yeah, no worries. Think of it as a game, you know. This is a game.
My name is Faz, and I'm here to represent many of those men out there who have been sent to come into this world for a purpose. Many of the souls have lost their way. Many of the souls cannot find that path. But what is it that we can do for those souls? And why I do this certain thing is because I was in that place myself one day, in those dark days, and I knew how bad it got for me. Don't get me wrong. The dark days come by. The dark days come and go. But it's okay. We got to go with the flow. We got to help these people. We've got to help each and every one of those people, and we got to find ways to help them. We got to give them a voice because they feel they are voiceless. As much as I want to carry on this journey, I don't know how it will end or where it will end. I don't know what legacy I'm going to leave behind. But I know this, everything I do right now is not just for myself, but it's also for my son, who I've missed so many years of his life. And I want to rekindle that relationship with him when God wills, if God wills. But if not, I'm okay. I'm okay with whatever this life brings. Whatever uncertainty that comes into this life, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. Even if it hurts, because sometimes even when you feel pain, that is where you find your true self. It is not when you are not in pain. It is not when you are happy. It is not when you have everything in your life, because you know that everything you have, it could just change overnight. So what does a man do when he is in a place of when he's lost everything? What does a man do when he is punched and kicked and everything emotionally, metaphorically, and he is drove down to this place where he can't get back up? What does he do? What does he do? This strength that we need to build up, not just for ourselves, but for generations to come, for the men who have lost their lives, for the men who gave up because they felt like there was no option, for the men who had children, but yet they are no more in this world. It's for those men that we must do this. We must help them. Let's give them a moment, because they never got that. They are forgotten souls. We won't forget them. We know their names. We know where they are. We know they live on. We know they live on. And we have to be a strength for them. We have to be a strength for their children that they never got to see. We have to try our best. So this strength that we feel, this strength that we find wherever we can get it from, through prayer, through patience, through hardships, through pain, enduring every bit of one of those things, that is where we will find that strength. And that is where we can find the meaning and true purpose of this life. Because we must find purpose. If we have no purpose, if we have no structure, then what good are we on this earth? If we are just only taking care of ourselves, then what good are we to society? If we are only closing our curtains and taking care of what's in front of us, then what good are we? We must serve others. This is what this life is all about. We were created for a purpose. We were created in nations and tribes, many colors, many races, many backgrounds, many religions, whatever comes forth. What you bring to the table is so much more powerful because we are doing this collectively. We are working on ourselves. We are helping. We are healing. We are helping each other. We are giving a hand to someone who doesn't even know what a hand is, who doesn't even know what help is because he struggled on his own. That's the hand that we need to give. And in order for that hand to come out, is we need to dig deep within ourselves. What are we doing? Are we here to serve ourselves? Of course, serve yourself. But do not forget that there are fathers out there. Do not forget that there are men out there who are struggling on their own. And we need that. They need our help. Peace. I went way over, man. Sorry, guys. Oh, that was from the heart.
Yeah, man, that was deep.
Tell us how you really feel.
That was powerful, brother. I loved it. I loved it. Most powerful. And, you know, I hear the true you coming out. Agreed. I hear the truth of you coming out, and it is beautiful to witness that. Thank you for that. Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, man. Thank you for having...
That was emotional, definitely.
Everything we do here is that, it's just that, man. You know, what we do, what we represent, you know, we come from all walks of life. This is why I, you know, initially started this off as, you know, the Muslim experience. But honestly, we have to experience all lives, all walks of lives. We have to help the people who, you know, listen, mental health doesn't just affect a certain race, religion, culture, whatever. It affects all men. This is why I opened the floodgates, because I feel like this is where we can find that peace. We can find that collective responsibility, you know, where we can say, hey, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. No matter what, there's no prejudice here. There's no hate here. All that we bring to the table right now is love for each other, peace, and answers and solutions. So I wanted to end with that. Is there any closing comments from anyone else?
I've got one.
Go for it, man.
I'm just going to read out the collective comments from everyone that I've picked up today. First one from Prince of Peace. Very important thing. Forgive yourself. Let go. Don't be so hard on yourself. Forgive yourself. From Shiz, self-care is not selfish. Very important. I like it. I remember that one. What Stephen said about having routine, structure, exercise. What Yusuf said about praying, meditation, the spiritual journey, spiritual health. So I think everyone came out with some real, real good stuff today, and I've learned something from everyone today. So thank you, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you for
over and out from me.
Thank you, Farouk. Who's next, man, for the closing comments?
I'll go. Like to say thank you all, and you know, be patient with yourself. Have fun with the journey, and just have fun. Be patient. Forgive yourself. And like I said, be easy. It's all a process, you know. Don't try to be perfect. It's a process. Enjoy it. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Matthew, did you want to close as well? Always like to hear from you. You're good? Okay. All right. We'll move on. It's okay. Who's next to close? Shazad, did you
want to say something?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll say something. Everything we do, we have to do it for ourselves. but we don't have to do it by ourselves. Just remember that. You're not alone. And whoever hears this out there in the world, you're not alone. We're all with you. So whatever you do is for yourself, but it's not by yourself.
Awesome. Thank you, bro. All right. Yusuf, did you want to close? And then we'll close the meeting.
Yeah, I mean, like I posted it, you know, be kind.
Yeah.
For everyone you meet is fighting a great battle.
Beautiful.
So never judge, right? Never judge, never assume. We're all going through something. Mm-hmm. You know, be kind. Because that day you might be saving someone's life. You might be preventing them from disappearing from the world forever. So,
thank you.
Love and respect for everyone here. It's great talking to you guys and to many more episodes together.
Thank you, bro. Awesome. So, yeah, Matthew, did you want to finish? Close as well?
No. Find the unmute button and say, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming here as well. I appreciate you, Matthew. All right. So, yeah, just to close then, you know, we talked about the importance of self-care strategies for maintaining good health. Those were the two topics of discussion. And then we went into a poetry jam, which I completely shocked everyone with. And there's going to be more of that. You know, we like to keep you on your toes, guys. So, you know, and then we'll, I guess, as we progress through this, you know, this episode or future episode, should I say, we're going to kind of deep dive more into the understanding of mental health, like the definitions, I guess we don't want to focus too much on, but what can we do to help each other out? Discuss the common misconceptions and stigmas surrounding mental health. We kind of touched on that on the past podcasts, and then, you know, seeking support, professional help. Of course, we're not, none of us here, except for Shahzad, you know, we're not qualified, but we do always advise that, you know, if any of you guys are going through something that's, you know, sensitive and it's, you know, obviously not to discuss here, but we always recommend seeking professional help, you know, building up your social connections like we're doing here. And then anything like this, you know, even if it's mental health at work, you know, because, you know, it doesn't matter how many hats we wear, whether it's at home, at work, or outside of the home, we are wearing different hats, and we got to be able to also set those boundaries and respect each other throughout our lives. So I want to close there. Thank you so much again for everyone coming onto the show today. I appreciate each and every one of you and your time and efforts for bringing this show to what it is today. You know, like I said, this is your lot's show. I'm just, I guess, the intermediary, whatever you want to call it, or the mediator. I don't know whatever. But yeah, thank you so much. This is only possible with you guys. And, you know, I'll see you guys next week. I'm actually flying out tomorrow, going on a vacation. Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, I was like, listen,
enjoy.
The show must go on. You know, I'm not one of those quitters. You know, you set a date and you give your word to someone, you give them your word, you make sure you follow that up. So, you know, I'm definitely big on that. So, yeah, definitely next week. Let's make it happen. The fourth show next week.
Yeah.
I will text you guys out on what kind of things we're going to discuss. And, of course, there will be some other, you know, surprises, you know. So, yeah, with that, thank you very much. And have a nice rest of your evening or, you know, day or whatever you guys are around the world.
All right, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank Cheers. You. Have a good night, guys. Take care.
See you all.
All the best.
Thank you, everyone.
Peace.
Love you all.
Yeah.
Love you all. Too, have a beautiful night.
Some blessings with you all.
Take care. Assalamu alaikum. Take care.
Wa alaikum salam.